tomorrow evening at Club Passy. You can find out more by going to her Facebook page or checking out clubpassy.org. Prior to that was Chris Foster with Who Reaps the Profit, Who Pays the Price, and we covered everything from there. We should mention, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, and as you can tell, our remit goes far and wide, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And as we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, who better to do it than Eliza Carthy and the Big Machine?
Making all the woods See the sea, the open sea, the blue, the fresh, the ever free. Without a bulk, without a bound, it runs the earth's wide regions round. It plays with the clouds, it mocks the skies. Oh, like a cradled creature lies. I'm on the sea, I'm on the sea, I am where I would ever be. Blue above and blue below, in silence wheresoever I go. If the storm should come and wake the deep wash matters, I shall rise. I love, oh how I love to ride on the fierce foaming bursting tide, where every man shows how goes the world below, and why the southwest wind does blow. I never was on the dole, 'tain't sure, but I love the great sea more and more. Backwards through to billowy breast, like a bird that seeks a mother's nest. And a mother she was and is to me, for I was born on the open sea. Oh,
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking
down.
We handled
down
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Of course, just as I start to put the mic on, we hear clunk, bang, crash. So the anvil chorus is continuing downstairs. So that last piece we heard was from Tanarwin, their latest album, Elwan, which means elephants. And this piece is called I Live in the Mountains. And the words are friends, companions, I live in the mountains, out there the enemy, here only solitude. Fighter, combatant, come this way, come and rediscover your loves and unity. There have been years of engagement, mobilization, during which we have planned this coming together. I want to see camps where young girls live, one of whom is insouciant and proud. Before that, we heard a Blue Heron from their latest piece, CD released, Music from the Peter House Part Books, Volume 5. This is an incredible labor of love. These were old part books that were found down behind choir stalls. The entire tenor part book was missing. It's been restored by Nick Sandin, who we got to meet at this last concert of the year from a Blue Heron. And the piece that we heard was by Hugh Sturmey, the only one that we know that he wrote, but the name suggests a Kentish origin, and it's a it celebrates St. Augustine of Canterbury, the apostle to the English, or as a late 15th century English source has it, St. Austin that brought Christendom into England. In the Benedictine rite, exultet in hoc dei is the antiphon to the Magnificat at first vespers on the feast of St. Augustine, May the 25th. This antiphon and the anonymous Missa Sine Nomine are the only two pieces in the Peterhouse part books that might have been taken over from the repertoire of the dissolved Benedictine Abbey, which Augustine founded, into that of the refounded cathedral, of which he was the first archbishop in the years 597 to 604. The tenor of Sturmey's exuberant setting sings the plain chant melody and playing long notes throughout. It's probable that Hugh Sturmey was a local musician affiliated with either the Abbey or the Cathedral. And from Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band, we heard I Wish the Wars Were All Over, featuring Damien Dempsey, and then a magnificent piece celebrating the sea. So you can see we all kind of take refuge in nature, and we can only hope that it still continues for some of us. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. June the 5th, wash sheep and then shear them, but carefully lest you damage their skin or infect it. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, wash sheep for the better where water doth run, and let him go cleanly and dry in the sun. Then shear him and spare not at 2 days an end, the sooner the better his core will amend. Reward not thy sheep when you take off his coat with twitches and patches as broad as a groat. Let not such ungentleness happen to thine, lest fly with her gentles do make it to pine. In Hillman's Tusser Redivivus of 1710 notes, keep your wash sheep as much from paths and frequented roads as possible, for although some pretend that the sand makes the wool weigh more, it is a cheat and makes it shear the worse, and what is got that way may soon be lost in the life of the sheep. For the workmen, finding double the trouble, will soon grow careless of their hides. June the 6th, the beautiful and all-curing rose, now beginning to bloom. Gerard's Herbal of 1633 notes, the rose doth deserve the chief and prime place among all flowers whatsoever, being not only esteemed for his beauty, virtues, and his fragrant and odoriferous smell, but also because it is the honor and ornament of our English scepter, as by the conjunction appearing and the uniting of those two most royal houses of Lancaster and York. June the 7th, Whitsun falls in early June when Easter is late. Lamb now in high season. June the 8th, observe the moon and the weather. If on the 8th of June it rain, that foretells a wet harvest, men saying. And we could certainly wish for a bit less water because the crops have been planted now, and with this much rain, it's possible to wash out the fields. If on the 8th of June it rain, that foretells a wet harvest, men saying. If you, when you see the new moon appear, you perceive that some part of her horns are obscured, or if she be black or discolored in her midst, if she hang much to the west, if she be compassed about either with thick or waterish transparent vapors, if she look more than ordinarily pale, all these are infallible signs of rain. And if it beginneth to rain small and mist-like on the fourth or fifth day of the moon's age, the ram will continue all that quarter of the moon following. And that's Markham's English Husbandman of 1635. June the 9th, St. Columba's Day, the luckiest day of the year in Highland Scotland, especially when it falls on a Thursday. From the Carmina Gadelica, day of Columkia, the beloved, day to put the loom to use, day to put sheep to pasture, day to put coracle on the sea, day to bear, day to die, day to make prayer efficacious, day of my beloved, the Thursday. St. Columba's herb is the St. John's wort. If found accidentally and kept beneath the armpit, where the saint is said to have worn it, this will ward off all kinds of evil. Say this charm when you pick it. Armpit package of Columba the kindly, unsought by me, unlooked for. I shall not be carried away in my sleep, neither shall I be pierced with iron. Better the reward of its virtues than a herd of white cattle. To be rid of undergrowth, cut it in June, but be careful how you deal with knives and other sharp tools. If you give a knife, a pair of scissors, or any sharp-edged instrument as a present, the recipient must buy it from you with a small coin or a pin. Otherwise, the gift will sever the friendship between giver and receiver. A knife dropped on the floor foreshows a male visitor, a drop for a female, but it is unlucky to pick up a knife you have dropped yourself. Someone else must do it for you. Never cross two knives or lay a knife and fork crosswise, lest crosses or troubles follow. June the 11th, St. Barnabas's Day, make Barnaby garlands. Barnaby bright, light all day and light all night. He is invoked as a peacemaker and for the amicable setting of disputes. In the pre-1752 old-style calendar, his feast fell 11 days later and thus coincided with the summer solstice, hence the rhyme. On this day, it was customary to deck churches and houses with Barnaby garlands of roses and sweet woodruff. The flowers of woodruff are of a white color and a very sweet smell, as is the rest of the herb, which being made up into garlands or bundles and hang it up in houses in the heat of summer, doth very well attemper the air, cool and make fresh the place to the delight and comfort as such as are therein. And that's from Gerard's Herbal of 1633. When Barnabas smiles both night and day, poor ragged robin blooms in the hay. The pink ragged robin, alias Wild Williams, was also used in Barnaby garlands. And now, a little music from one of our favorite local bands.
Itself to torture its own tiny monsters. All sailing is doomed. That's the sailor's way. Faster, 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 faster. Way down beneath the surface, that closely leviathan's great narrow its open. On swollen and
yeah.
space, a realm for angels fit. Oh, were it not for the unquiet race you thickly tenanted, there is enough, enough for all, and much besides to spare. Yet hundreds daily, hourly fall from want and woe and care. Men reap and spend at will the profits of their toil. Why is it thus we did create lords, senators and kings, to trample down their fellow man as mean and soulless things? The joy between kingcraft and priestcraft side by side reign pregnant through the land, while crime and luxury and pride march forward hand in hand. God made thee such, but man, alas, has filled thee with despair. The earth would be a holy place, as paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love. The earth would be a holy place, as paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love. Paradise above, could we but teach the human race equality and love.
Morning. It's just about time for us to come to an end here. That was Sharon Knight and Winter We Heard with Let the Waters Rise from their fine album Portals. They're going to be playing a house concert this coming Saturday in Wakefield. Check out their webpage and you can reserve a spot there. And yes, it is a house concert, and so bring a chair, bring food, etc. Before that was Hannah James was the person who set the poor man's lamentation to music, and she was aided by Eliza Carthy and several other folks, and the terrific album Songs of Separation. Prior to that, we heard Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with Children of the Cauldron, Come Black Magic, The Legend of Squid and Moon from Come Black Magic, and hopefully all of you got to see them at the Museum of Science. Well, it's 9:56, and we're going to be going out of here with a piece called Amalu, and it says, the Ahuash is a formalized sequence of music and dance peculiar to the Grand Atlas and regions to the south of the range. Often, the opening number on the program is called an amalu, a circular dance for males, accompanied only by percussion. And this is from disc number one of the Music of Morocco, just brought out in a new version by Dust to Digital. And it is a terrific piece. And it certainly seems appropriate for the month of Ramadan. And big thanks to Peggy Cave, who is doing her best to keep me upright during chemotherapy.